Household number 8, from Footsteps of Truth, Superiority to Sickness and Sin. To hold yourself superior to sin because God made you superior to it and governs man is true wisdom. To fear sin is to misunderstand the power of love and the divine science of being in man's relation to God. To doubt his government and distrust his omnipotent care. To hold yourself superior to sickness and death is equally wise and is in accordance with divine science. To fear them is impossible when you fully apprehend God and know that they are no part of his creation. Here is a scientific analysis from John Sinton. For man to understand himself as he really is enables him to hold himself superior to sin as well as sickness and even to death. This is the only and true immunity. The marginal heading again is superiority to sickness and sin. And a quote from the paragraph is, to fear them is impossible when you fully apprehend God and know that they are no part of his creation. That's the end of his comments. A related item is to realize that fear is ignorance. And the way to overcome ignorance is to refresh our thought atmosphere on what God is. Because that will totally dissolve any fear. Because that replaces ignorance with fresh thoughts of wholeness. Also, it's important to realize that all wisdom is from mind. It says here to hold yourself superior to sin is true wisdom. That is letting God, divine mind, be the only wisdom that we recognize. God being intelligence, that also eliminates the possibility of misunderstanding. And it states here, to fear sin is to misunderstand the power of love and the divine science of being in man's relation to God. Well, we cannot misunderstand it if we recognize, accept, practice, live it, and be it, the quality of mind, which is intelligence. We cannot misunderstand anything because God is the source of all knowing. So there's nothing to misunderstand because God is the source of all knowing. And as his image and likeness, I know what I need to know to understand the power of love and the divine science of being in man's relation to God. And also to know that I am an individual manifestation of God. Therefore, whatever qualities that God is, I reflect those same qualities. Every individual is a manifestation of God and reflects all of God's qualities. God could not make a manifestation that reflects something less than all. You can't say, well, I'm going to manifest this, but I'm not going to manifest this. No, God is all. And any manifestation of God is a reflection of all of God's qualities. It further states here, to hold yourself superior to sickness and death is equally wise and is in accordance with the divine science. Well, there's another statement about wisdom. God being all-knowing and all-wisdom, all-intelligence. Therefore, it is obvious that sin, sickness, and death are not real because those aren't any part of God. God is what is real. What kind of a God would God be if God weren't real? What kind of a God would God be if God knew anything about anything unlike his own perfect self. Sin, sickness, and death have nothing to do with reality. Therefore, God can't even know anything about it. And his reflection in honesty cannot know anything about them, because they are nothingness. There's nothing to know about them, because they are a mirage. They're fantasy land. Fake news. Nothing. No one. Nothing. Nowhere. No purpose. No existence. No basis. No foundation. No creation. In summary, there's not even a choice, because there's only one path, and that's the straight and narrow path, and that certainly does not include sin, sickness, or death. So not only do we need to be sure to hold ourselves superior to anything that is less than 100% godlike, which of course sin, sickness, and death are 100% the reverse of godlike. This is the end of paragraph 8, Household. Superiority to sickness and sin.